Congressman Don Young is not endorsing a candidate in the U.S. Senate race. He says he called both Republicans, Lisa Murkowski and Joe Miller, to explain why he's staying out of it.
Senator Murkowski has been a friend of mine. Senator Murkowski Sr. was a friend of mine. And Frank and I and Nancy Ben Lou have been friends for 40 years. Served with him when he was commissioner, hunt with him, and break bread with him, and watch their kids grow up as they watch mine. So that's a friendship. Joe wanted the race in the primary, and I respect that. But I'm not going to support him primarily for the reason of Lisa.
Young says he's disappointed that more Alaskans don't turn out for primary contests, so he'd like to move Alaska's primary from August to either springtime or early October, when he says more people would be engaged in politics. Young says while Lisa Murkowski has a long shot as a write-in candidate, it's not time to count her out.
It's always hard. I always say, though, that there's nothing impossible. And you know, it just, we'll see what happens. It all depends on desire and those that people believe it, that they had better participate. If they don't, well, then it won't happen, you know.
Yesterday, U.S. House Republicans unveiled their new goals, what they've named the Pledge to America. It calls for reducing government spending and repealing the Health Care Act signed into law this year. It's a lot like the Contract for America that Republicans launched in 1994. Representative Young says he generally agrees with it.
You know, I'm supporting it. I'm one of the few people that ever signed a Contract for America, too. I'm usually I'm independent, as I believe Alaskans are. I think what they want to do is right. What they didn't do, and I wish they had it done, I tried to talk them into it, but they said it was too complicated. Our biggest challenge in this country right now is the 1,450,000 regulatory laws that are laws that were never voted on.
Other House Republicans are also supporting their conference's new plan, but conservative critics say it doesn't go far enough and it's too much like the effort Republicans made in the 1990s.